Welcome back to Praying with Scripture. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. 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 Pray for God to give us grace to overcome our self-destructive and sinful tendencies. Lord, open my lips. My mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Holy Spirit, please guide this time of prayer. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. God, exalt your name in me. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. Christ's reign will last until all his enemies are made subject to him. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. The Lord has sworn an oath, he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and you will reign forever. Alleluia. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. Let's check and see what our reading from the Word of God is today. First reading from the beginning of the book of Lamentations. So I guess we're through with our cycle of prophetic readings, and here we are going to Lamentations. Jerusalem abandoned. How lonely she is now, the once crowded city. Widowed is she who is mistress over nations. The princess among the provinces has been made a toiling slave. Bitterly she weeps at night, tears upon her cheeks, with not one to console her for all her dear ones. Her friends have all betrayed her and become her enemies. Judah has fled into exile from oppression and cruel slavery. Yet where she lives among the nations, she finds no place of rest. No place to rest. All her persecutors come upon her, where she is narrowly confined. The roads to Zion mourn for lack of pilgrims going to her festivals. All her gateways are deserted, her priests groan, her virgins sigh. She is in bitter grief. Her foes are utmost, her enemies are at ease. The Lord has punished her for her many sins. Her little ones have gone away, captive before the foe. Gone from daughter Zion is all her glory. Her princes, like rams that find no pasture, have gone off without strength before their captors. Jerusalem is mindful of the days of her wretched homelessness, when her people fell into enemy hands, and she had no one to help her, when her foes gloated over her, laughed at her ruin. Through the sin of which she is guilty, Jerusalem is defiled. All who esteemed her think her vile. Now that they see her nakedness, she herself groans and turns away. Her filth is on her skirt. She gave no thought of how she would end. Astounding is her downfall, with no one to console her. Look, O Lord, upon her misery, for the enemy has triumphed. The foe has stretched out his hand to all her treasures. She has seen those nations enter her sanctuary, whom you forbade to come into your assembly. All her people groan, searching for bread. They give her their treasures for food, to retain the breath of life. Look, O Lord, and see how worthless I have become. Come, all you who pass by the way, look and see whether there is any suffering like my suffering, which has been dealt me when the Lord afflicted me on the day of his blazing wrath. The Lord is just. I had defied his command. I had defied his command. Listen, all you peoples, and behold my suffering. My maidens and my youths have gone into captivity. I cried out to my lovers, but they failed me. My priests and my elders perished in the city. Where they sought food for themselves, they found it not. Look, O Lord, upon my distress. All within me is infirm. My heart recoils within me. From my monstrous rebellion. In the streets, the sword bereaves. At home, death stalks. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My eyes grow dark from weeping, for my comforter is far from me. Listen, all you peoples, is there any sorrow like my sorrow? All you peoples who pass by, look and see, is there any sorrow like my sorrow? Second reading from a discourse on the Psalms by St. Bruno, priest. If I should forget you, Jerusalem, is the caption. So it's a quote from the Psalms that's supposed to be recognized by someone who prays the Psalms every day, and it's about how God is in this extreme state of grief over Jerusalem and promises her own restoration. How beautiful are your tabernacles! My soul longs to reach the courts of the Lord. The fullness of the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the Lord. He then explains why he desires to enter the courts of the Lord. It is because they are blessed who dwell in your house, the heavenly Jerusalem. Lord, God of the heavenly powers, my King and my God. It is as if he were to say, who does not long to enter your courts since you are God? The Creator and King and Lord of armies, and all who dwell in your house are blessed. For him, courts and house are the same. When he says blessed, he means that they enjoy as much happiness as can be conceived. Clearly they are blessed because out of their devoted love they will praise you forever, that is, for all eternity. And they would not offer praise for all eternity unless they were blessed for all eternity. Now, even though they may have faith, hope, and love, none of us can attain this state of blessedness by ourselves. Rather, blessed is the man, he alone attains righteous blessedness, whose help is from you in rising to the heights of happiness on which he has set his heart. In other words, he alone can be said to come to true blessedness, who, having resolved in his heart to rise to this state of happiness by the many stages of the virtues and good works, receives the help of your grace. No one can rise up by himself, as the Lord testifies. No one ascends into heaven of his own power, except the Son of Man who is in heaven. Thus he contemplates the journey, living as he does in a vale of tears, for this life is lowly and full of tears and sorrow. The life of heaven, by contrast, is called a mountain full of joy. But since the psalmist has said, blessed is the man whose help comes from you, someone might ask, does God really help us in this? And the answer is that God does help the blessed. For our lawgiver, Christ, who gave us the law, gives us now and will continue to give his blessings, the abundant gifts of grace by which he will bless his own, that is, raise them to beatitude. By these blessings, then, they will rise from strength to strength. One day in the heavenly Zion, they will see Christ as the God of gods, as the one who, being God, will deify his own. Or again, those who are to be the new Zion will see in spirit the God of gods, the Trinity. In other words, then their minds will see God, who cannot be seen in this life, for then God will be all in all. Responsory prayer. We are already God's children. What we shall be has not yet been revealed to us. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who hope in him must purify themselves, as Christ is pure. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Pray the intercessions, the final prayer, and then the chaplet of divine mercy for today. We lift up our hearts to our Lord and Savior, who gives his people every spiritual blessing. In the spirit of devotion, let us ask him, bless your people, Lord. Merciful God, strengthen Leo, our Pope, and Edward and Gerald Kincannis, our Bishop. Free them from all harm. Look favorably on our country, Lord, so divided and so torn. Free us from all evil. Call men to serve at your altar and to follow you more closely in chastity, poverty, and obedience. Take care of your handmaidens vowed to virginity, that they may follow you, the divine Lamb, wherever you go. May the dead rest in eternal peace. May their union with us be strengthened through the sharing of spiritual goods. Grant help to Henry and discernment to me in this ministry. Help us to know how to reach the youth and how to come to proclaim the gospel message more and more. Help us internalize it first. Grant Bill this trust in the gospel message, this recognition and reflection on the gospel message. Open your heart and the hearts of the people here to fear your name, O God. Help Henry find a better path to work and to life. Help him find the food that he needs, the work opportunities that he needs. Help him be strengthened through the sharing of spiritual goods. Help us all. Help us to care about one another and to truly love one another. Bless your people, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. God of mercy, Father of mercy, hear our evening prayer of praise, and let our hearts never waver from the love of your law. Lead us on through night's darkness to the dawning of eternal life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us, and only one bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Let's also pray for the Holy Father and for his monthly intentions for the month of September, which are intentions for peace at all levels of society. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. So happy, so blessed. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. May God help this person, and may the soul continue to pray for us and help us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have a great rest of your night.